أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونها ولكم فيها منافع كثيرة ومنها تأكلون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He described for us the creation of man and the creation of humankind and the different developmental stages that the fetus experiences before it is created into a full human being, Allah then spoke to us of seven pathways that Allah has created in the heaven. Allah then spoke to us about the water and the rain which Allah allows to fall from the heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He allows the water, He allows the rain to come down and to descend in equal measure, in proportion. Allah explained that how He allows the water to lodge into the earth, and then from the earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces date palm trees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces grapevines. Allah spoke of many other fruits that grow from the ground. Allah spoke specifically about the olive tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of where it first grew, on Mount Hur in the valley of Sinai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the olive oil and how it is used as a dressing in meals and foodstuff whenever we eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of cattle. Allah azza wa jalla said in ayah number 21 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and indeed for you in the cattle, the cattle as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is a lesson. There is a great lesson for us to learn and something for us to really ponder about. Ibrah refers to something that we need to think about, something we need to ponder about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's something for you to think about in the cattle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Allah speaks of the benefits of the cattle and the different usages of the cow and the cattle and whatever it produces. Allah says, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا. We give you to drink. We give you to drink that which is in the belly of the cattle. And that is milk. What a great source of nutrition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has created these cattle for you so that they may produce milk, and that milk is then served to man, and it is drunk by insan. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةٌ. Allah says, apart from the milk, there are many other benefits for you. مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةٌ in the cattle. There is the hide of the cattle that is used for our own benefit. The wolves of the cattle, there are things that are manufactured from the wolves, from the horns. Some places, the entire cattle, every part and every portion of the cattle is used for some benefit. There is certainly some usage in the different limbs, organs and parts of the cow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةٌ. There are many, many benefits for you in the cattle. وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you eat of it as well. The meat is something that people eat and people enjoy. وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ تُحْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and on the cattle and on the large ships you are transporting. So it is a means of transportation as well, especially in the past. The cattle and the cow, the bulls, the oxen were used as a mode of transport, for transporting not only people, but transporting goods also from one area to another area. Then Allah speaks of the large ships, وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you are also transported on the large ships which sail on the ocean. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Nuh alayhi salam, one of the earlier, very early prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come, the first Rasul after Adam alayhi salam, and the fourth messenger, the fourth Nabi. So first came Adam alayhi salam, followed by his son Shif alayhi salam, who was followed by Idris alayhi salam, and then came Nuh alayhi salam. Allah says, indeed we sent Nuh to his people. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. He said, O my people, worship Allah. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَىٰ إِنْ غَيْرُهُ. You have no other ilah but Allah. You have no other God, no other being to turn to but Allah. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ Will you not fear Allah? فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ The chiefs who disbelieved from his community. What did they say? مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ They said to their communities, the community leaders, they said to their people, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ He is only, this man is only a human being like you. يُرِيدُ وَيَتَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْكُمْ All he's trying to do is to gain superiority over you. This is propaganda. That is what they claim. And they said he is using this tactic. It's a political tactic that he wants to gain superiority and leadership, ascendancy over all of you through this way. He wants to gain governance and command over you. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ They said to the people, if Allah wished, لَأَنْزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً He would have sent down angels. Why has he sent this human being who is no different to you and no special qualities that he possesses which you do not have? He is a human being like you. If Allah wanted, he could have sent down angels from the heavens. مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي أَبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ They said to their people, we have not heard of anything like this in our forefathers. First time we hear of a man claiming to be sent by Allah as a messenger from Allah. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ بِهِ جِنَّةٌ They accused him of insanity. They said, he is only a person who has been afflicted. He is no more than one who has been afflicted by madness, by insanity. فَتَرَبَّصُوا What did they say to the people? تَرَبَّصُوا بِهِ حَتَّى حِينَ Wait and see what happens to him. Just wait and leave him. Wait for a while and see what will happen to him. Over a period of time, he will give up this mission of his. This is what they thought. And you find that a person, if he is not sincere in his mission, if he is not sincere in his da'wah, if he is not sincere in what he wants to achieve, and there are some ulterior motives for it, then he will give up. If he finds he is not achieving what he wanted to achieve and he's not acquiring what he wanted to acquire, he will give up. But if he's doing it for Allah, he knows he will certainly be rewarded for it in the Akhirah. So they thought that Nuh alayhi salam is doing it for some political reason and he's doing it simply to gain recognition and to gain fame. So they said, leave him, you will see after a period of time, he will give up. Just see what happens to him. Just ignore him and see what happens to him after a while. But we know Nuh alayhi salam kept on preaching and calling his people for almost 1,000 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it in the Quran, 950 years. He preached and invited his people to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah grant us the understanding.